Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We're here at Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. We're back from training camp. We're back from the preseason. Regular season is coming right up. We have a game. It's at St. Louis, and it's on Sunday. But you may have caught over the weekend a bunch of roster moves. Final cuts were made. A couple players switching teams here and there. Well, the Vikings were in the news, and they got some good news because we got one of our own to come back. It's Marquise Gray, who the Vikings claimed after the Cleveland Browns released him, and he is our guest on today's Wobcast. Marquise, welcome into the Wobcast, my man. How are you?
Great, man. Thanks for having me.
I say one of our own, or you're coming home. This isn't really home for you. You're from Indianapolis, Indiana, if I'm not mistaken, but you played for the Gophers. So obviously the Vikings and the Gophers are sharing a stadium, and that's why I call you one of our own. Are you good with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay. What's it like playing for the Vikings? You're now a member of the Viking after being in Minnesota for as long as you were playing college football. The Vikings were the pro football team, but it still has to be kind of a cool thing.
It's a great feeling, man. You know, like you said, being back in my college town. Actually, you're going to play at my college stadium. Mm-hmm. So I get the best of both worlds, having my family here with me and also playing on college campus at the pro level. So I'm blessed to be here.
I literally just met you in the hallway, asked if you would come in and be on it on the Wobcast, and you were explaining like the last 48 hours for you. Yeah. What a whirlwind it's been. Can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, man, it's just a lot of waiting around. Yesterday, it was claiming period, so I spent most of my day in my hotel room just waiting to see what my future was going to hold. So I didn't know if it was going to be our 12 o'clock when I can be claimed off waivers or later on in the day. So I'm just sitting there waiting. Then finally I get on Twitter. I find out that the Vikings had claimed me. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. And then my agent called me, and I called him first just to verify. He's like, yeah, I'm on the phone right now with Mr. Spielman, and he's going to call you right now. I was like, yes, do not tell my wife. I'll tell her.
Yeah.
Because she would go crazy. So when I found that out, try to pack up my stuff that I had in Cleveland, try to go and ship that off. But it was Sunday, so the UPS stores were closed. So hopefully I can get the Browns a call. Hopefully they can ship it up here for me. But end up sitting there getting my stuff ready, and then had a flight, got back in town last night. Well, this morning at 12 a.m.
and at midnight,
and woke up this morning for a 6:55 physical and went on the practice field right after that. So I've been busy, man.
It's the part of NFL life that people don't see, you know, but it's a part of NFL life that happens, and it happens all the time. That's not on the Madden video games. People don't talk about that, their fantasy football drafts. There's that part of the NFL life too, right? The business part.
Yeah, it's a lot of dirty work and hard work that goes on behind the scenes. So
before Cleveland, you were in San Francisco. So let's go back there. Tell us about your time in San Francisco. You went through a position change. I mean, a lot of Minnesota football fans remember you as a quarterback, right?
Right.
That's not what you're playing right now. It's not what you played when you started in San Francisco either.
Nope. As soon as I got to San Francisco, started with the tight ends. Been a tight end ever since I've been with those guys. Had a great time. They had a great program, great coaching staff, great players. And unfortunately, when it came down to the roster cuts, I originally made the 53-man roster, but, you know, they still make moves after a waiving period. And I was the first to go, and then the Browns claimed me off their waivers and spent the whole season with the Browns active with Coach North Turner and his offense. And made that whole season there, and then this past offseason, originally got moved to fullback the whole preseason, and I would be a fullback the whole game and the whole week, and then in the third quarter of the game or something, I'll go to tight end. So I've been doing a lot of learning, and which I'm used to being a quarterback, so no complaints there.
I wouldn't think the learning part would be hard for you, the playbook and the plays, and because as a quarterback, you've always had to know what the left tackle was doing.
Exactly.
The fullback. Yeah, so that's not the problem. But to me, it would be your body composition.
Oh.
I would think that you could, because to play different positions, you kind of have to have a different body for that position, right?
Exactly. Being a fullback, you're going in there head nose to nose on linebackers. You got to get ready for that. Whereas being a tight end, you have the ability to be agile and shake off the line of scrimmage and make the DNs miss, or sometimes depending on what defense you're playing, to Sam or Will linebacker or whatever. Just being athletic, being a tight end, and that's more comfortable what I am.
No question about it, though, your knowledge as a quarterback that you picked up, you learned how to study, you kind of became a more well-rounded player. That's going to help you throughout your NFL career.
Yeah, it helps out a lot. I mean, I think I had an advantage because I was a quarterback at first, so
for sure.
It helped out a lot.
For sure. Norv Turner. We're getting to know Norv Turner more and more, and his son Scott Turner is also on the staff here. You know, football fans, you know Norv Turner's name. That's a household name, and you respect him because he had so many good teams there with Dallas when he was a coordinator there, and then when he was in San Diego. But tell us a little bit about Norv, because you actually know him better. Even though he's our coach and he's been our coach for half a year now, you actually know him better because you've played for him for a full season. You were on the Browns team last year that came in here and beat us.
Yeah,
right.
So my first game too.
Yeah, that was your first game. Yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Norv Turner. Don't give away any state secrets or anything like that. No Rams game plan stuff. But Norv Turner, what kind of offense is this going to be?
It's a multi-dimensional offense. I mean, you're going to get a lot of movement. This offense is going to have fun. It's going to be a lot of stress on the defense. So it's going to be fun, especially for the playmakers in this offense. They're going to get a chance to move around a lot, and it's going to be fun.
Kind of cool to play in the same offense as Adrian Peterson, isn't it? I mean, you're not a guy who's starstruck because you've been a star athlete yourself, and you've been around stars your whole football life, but still, it's the MVP. Right?
Exactly, man. Every time I go into a different locker room, you automatically get starstruck because you grew up watching these guys, and like you said, I've been here this whole time, but it still doesn't mean anything. I've seen him, and to be here on the team now, see how he is as a professional, and Chad Greenway and all the rest of those guys. I mean, it's just great to be here, and I feel the love here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself off the field. What do you like to do in your spare time? You know, Tuesday is a player's day off, so let's say it's the middle of the season on a Tuesday. What are you going to do on your day off?
Well, since you said middle of the season, not like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I got to come back and we got to hit this playbook, get back up to the playbook.
But yeah, let's go like 2 months from now when you're settled in and you're feeling good. You're not complacent because you don't get to where you are by being complacent.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, you got to recharge and rest a little bit. What are you going to do on your day off?
Well, normally if it's Tuesday and my kids are home, we're probably more than likely going to be out on the town doing something. And if the weather permits it, then we're going to be out doing something. I would like to rest. But wifey's not having that.
Yeah,
so we got to get out the house and do something with the kids. And I'm all for it, man. It's about them, and they have fun doing it.
Yeah. Where do you like to eat around town?
My favorite restaurant is Benihana's.
Aha.
I love it so much. That was another reason why I was happy to come back home, was Benihana's.
I got a solution for you. Benihana's, there's a location in Mall of America now.
I just found that out.
Okay, so now the kids or your wife, they want to go shopping or go on the rides.
Yep.
Tell them, let's go to Mall of America.
Exactly.
And you can sneak into Benihana's.
Yeah, my older daughter, she can have her friends, and they can take the babies on to the park. So
there you go.
It's all planned out, man.
It's been a crazy last day for you, and you're going home to see your kids. You said some of them were sleeping when you got in last night, so you haven't even gotten to see them yet. So I want to let you go, but so you can go and do that, because I'm sure you're anxious to do it. But thanks for joining us on the Wobcast. It's awesome to have you as a Viking. I bet you're excited, too.
I'm very excited. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you.